بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we have been talking about risk, about sustenance, and truly that is one of the most critical things that we need to get our mind straight about. In my view, the maximum amount of misguidance, maximum amount of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happens for this one reason, which is that people are unclear and they are unsure about their sustenance. No matter what we say, no matter how much we may choose to deny that, you know, no matter how much you may say, no, it's not really like this and so on and so on. The fact is that it is because of our doubts with regard to sustenance. It is with regard to our, you know, lack of surety about the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide what He has written for us while we still obey Him. You know, it seems kind of foolish to say things like this, because if Allah promised us, then why would He not provide? And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gave us some rules of life and say, live like this, make these choices, choose to do this, choose not to do that, then how can anything negative happen because we obeyed Allah? Right? It would make absolutely no sense. I mean, the whole point of obedience is that it keeps us safe from anything negative. If that were not to be the case, then why would you obey? For what? You're not going to obey in order to have to get into trouble. We obey because disobedience gets us into trouble and obedience keeps us out of trouble. I mean, that's the, at the most basic level. I mean, you know, ideally we must get out of even this and get to a stage where we obey because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to please Him. We want Him to be happy with us. We want to meet Him in a state where He is pleased with us. But before we get to that, at least to the extent possible where we are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it's a matter of reward and punishment, I mean, this must be clear that obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get us reward and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us liable for punishment. I mean, I won't say we will be punished, because alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful, and we always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. So we do not close the door to anybody or for anybody as far as the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. But we follow, with regard to the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we follow the same rule that we follow with regard to anything else. And that rule is that we do not promise in the name of Allah something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not promise Himself. So we won't say you will be forgiven, because we don't know that. But we know that you can be forgiven. And inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and forgive all our misdeeds and all our, all that we do, which we are not supposed to do. I mean, this is the long and short of it is that. So now, therefore, my point is, why does all this happen? Why does all this happen? My brothers and sisters, I remind you and myself, one of the most important things is to determine and decide for ourselves. What must we determine and decide? We must determine and decide for ourselves whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is real or not. Right? Now, this might seem to be a stupid thing to say, and I seek your pardon. But I'm saying this with all seriousness. We need to decide, really, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala real or not? Now, when I say this, I'm asking you to, you know, give it some thought. And say that, what is the meaning of this? Why am I saying, is Allah real or not? I'm saying that because anything that we consider to be real produces a certain reaction in us. For example, as I told you yesterday probably, I'm looking out now on a world which is completely white. Right? There's snow everywhere. And the temperature now, the my phone thing tells me that the temperature is now -8 or something like that. Let me see, what does it say? It says -9. So it just summers in -9. My question to myself is, if I really believe that the temperature outside is -9, and if I need to go out for something, will I wear warm clothes or not? Well, short answer is, if I'm interested in my own welfare, and if I don't want to fall sick, then I will wear warm clothes when I go out, because if you go out in -9 without sufficient clothing, then the exposure can be harmful. So what is a sign that I believe that this cold is real? The sign is my action. What do? I put on a jacket. I put on something to cover my head. I don't go out in slippers. I wear closed shoes. Right? I can give you example after example, but this is more than enough. My question to you is, please ask yourself, and I ask myself, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala real to me? I'm not saying real in himself, in his identity. Of course he is. My mind is Allah real to me? Is Allah real to you? And it's not a matter of saying yes because we are Muslim. Of course, inshallah, we say that. I'm saying that, take it a step further and say, just like I said in the case of this cold, if you want to know whether I believe the cold is real or not, what must you do? Look at my behavior. So similarly, if you want to know whether Allah is real or not, let me look at my behavior with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that is the question. Right? That is the question. If I believe that Allah is real, then what in my behavior will demonstrate that belief? That is the point. Right? What will demonstrate? My obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and my following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both are really the same thing. Because the following of the sunnah is a reflection of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what we need to look at. In my behavior, what are the signs that I believe that Allah is real? My brothers and sisters, whether we believe it or not, whether anyone believes it or not, even if every living being on the face of the planet denies the truth and the reality of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is real. قُلْ أَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Kahf, say, your Rabb is the truth. Your Rabb is the truth. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Anta al-haq." He said, "Oh Allah, you are the truth. Wa liqa'uka haq, and the meeting with you is the truth. Right? Wa jannatu haq, wa nar حق. ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حق. The heaven is true, the Jannah is true, the fire is true. We ask Allah for forgiveness and for protection from the fire, and we ask Allah for Jannah. And our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the truth. My brothers and sisters, this is not sufficient merely to state, but we need to demonstrate that in our lives. That is the key. Right? That is the key. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to demonstrate, and believe me, this demonstration is not for the world. This is to show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this proof, when we go before Allah and say, Allah, I know you are true, I knew you are true, and I tried to live my life in a way which demonstrated that I knew that you are the truth. This is what we need to do. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.